Good day, everyone. Welcome to a special audio interview on bullmarketrun.com. I'm John Hallstein, editor of Bull Market Run. With me on the phone from beautiful Quesnel, British Columbia, is Pete Bernier, president and CEO of Richfield Ventures, RVC, on the TSX Venture Exchange. Richfield made a major discovery last fall at its Blackwater Gold Project in central British Columbia. With a current market cap of only around $40 million and with a potential multi-million ounce gold deposit on its hands, Richfield offers some major blue sky potential, especially with gold at new all-time highs. Pete, we've been following your company very closely for several months now. It's a pleasure to have you on Bull Market Run for the first time.
Thanks, John. It's a pleasure to talk to you, and we appreciate your following our story.
And it's a great story. We have investors listening in, Pete, from all over the world. From Sweden to Ontario to Germany, Quebec, all over the place, the southern U.S. Paint for them a picture, if you could, of exactly where the Blackwater Project is, the terrain, the access, the history of mining in the area.
Sure. The Blackwater Project's in the Nunachakul Plateau, right in the heart of British Columbia, almost in dead center of British Columbia. It's 150 kilometers southwest of a major center, Prince George, British Columbia. The access is very good, 150 kilometers south of Vanderhoof, with a gravel road that you can travel on at about 80 kilometers an hour, so the access is very good. Hydro's 150 kilometers away as well. There are some other projects in the area that are doing well as we are. Of course, they haven't found the gold that we've found, but there's a lot of people exploring the area now. We've started a major staking rush in the area. There's numerous companies in there now. I'd say there's about at least 10 different companies in the area right now that are trying to follow our story and catch up to what we're doing.
So potentially it is a low-cost producer, no problem starting a mine there.
Yeah, I can't see any problems at all starting a mine there. We have a very low strip ratio on our deposit just because we're getting mineralization right from surface. As soon as we hit bedrock through the overburden, we're getting mineralization right through to the bottom of most of our holes right now from last year.
Okay, Richfield has been a public company only since 2007. You picked up the Blackwater Project about a year ago after reviewing some very encouraging historical work on the property. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the historical work on the property, when we first had a look at it, 1973, the regional silt survey from the government kind of discovered the property. In 1986, Granges drilled about, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of 40-some-odd holes, and they outlined a silver zone. Then they, in 1987, they drilled about 20 more holes and found the gold zone. In 1992, they went back in and drilled about 8 more holes, and they discovered some more gold values. In 2005, Silver and to 2006, SilverQuest drilled 7 holes and discovered a new zone about 800 meters west of the gold zone. And they hit numbers that far west of, there was, I think, about 84 meters of 2.2 grams in the gold zone. And 800 meters to the west, they drilled a hole and they encountered 140 meters of 1.4 grams gold. So it was a very large area. I think at the time they were looking for high-grade vein type deposits there, which in fact, when Dirk Templeman-Kluwet, our VP of Exploration, had a look at it, he looked at it in a more bulk tonnage scenario, and thus when we drilled our 18 holes, we encountered gold in 17 out of 18 in a large, broad step out. It's like 100, 200 meters apart. The holes were from 800 meters east-west to about 600 meters north-south.
You got some great results there last year in your initial 18 holes. Of course, you're drilling right now, starting a 25,000-meter drill program. We'll get into that a little bit more here momentarily, but give us some background first on yourself, Pete. I know you're originally from Timmins, Ontario, a great mining area, and you've been in the mining business for over 30 years. Tell us a little more about yourself.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to start in mineral exploration when I was about 15 years old, back in the Hemlo days in northern British Columbia, or northern Ontario, sorry. And with that experience on the ground, I came out to BC about 27 years ago and started up Sabrex Exploration Services contracting in British Columbia for a number of years. In that, we did a lot of groundwork, and so coming into a public company in 2003 when we first started this company privately, and then we drilled the copper deposit called the Moose Mountain deposit. We raised $3 million and drilled that. Unfortunately, we came up with 75 million tons of 0.1% copper. But just the same, you know, we spent our money wisely. We did a good job on that project. And just like this project, the Blackwater project, we're trying to spend our money wisely. We raised $1.1 million last year. $1 million of it went into the ground. And like I said, we hit gold in 17 out of the 18 holes. So being on the ground for as long as I have been, we're able to, you know, save costs in a lot of ways. Getting Dirk Templeman Kluwit on board for us was a huge success for us, because Dirk was with the Geological Survey of Canada for about 40 years. And in that, he, he got a wide range of knowledge, obviously, and he's got great people that he's known for a long time, such as Lindsay Bottomer, who we got to come on as a director with our company, Victor Harwood. Gary Floyd's our corporate secretary. He was with the Securities Commission for a number of years before he became a partner in Lang Michener. And Raymond Forche, a local guy in Prince George here, just a great supporter of our company. And Susan Bond is our chief financial officer, who's been with public companies and private companies for a number of years. She's got about 25 years experience in administration. So we've put together a really good team of people, and we've all got our own money into it, which is, that's why we're so careful on how we're doing things out here.
Yeah, you run things a little bit differently than some public companies, it seems.
Well, you know, a lot of companies may have raised that kind of money last year, and, you know, we like to go in there and, to be quite truthful, we'll either find something or we'll kill the story right quick.
And I think you're finding something at Blackwater. It looks very, very encouraging. Let's talk about what you've uncovered there, Pete. First off, what type of deposit are we looking at here?
Well, we think that we're into a rhyolite dome cap, like a brecciated rhyolite dome cap right now. We think that we've got some bonanza veins, rhyolite pipes, call them, feeding the system. We just probably have not found the feeder veins yet. You know, we've got a large, meterages of, 300 and some meters of 1.25 grams per ton gold, 89 meters of a gram gold, 207 meters of a gram gold, and, 140 meters of 1.26 grams all over quite an area. But we've yet to hit the high-grade feeder veins that we think is feeding this thing. But with our program now, we've raised $7.5 million last Christmas. We've got about $6 million in the bank right now. We're drilling 25,000 meters. We're on our third hole. I think with that drilling, we're going down 500 meters on most of our holes. We're going to end up eventually hitting what's feeding this system.
What sort of dimensions are we looking at here, Pete, in terms of this mineralized zone at this point in time?
Right now, what we've uncovered is something that's about 800 meters east-west and about 600 meters north-south. We figure there's about 55 million cubic meters of material there. The thing about it, though, is that a lot of our southerly holes, we've hit, we got mineralization ending like believe is it ended in 20 meters of 2 gram material. A lot of the holes ended in mineralization, so it's wide open to the south. We're doing a deep focus IP survey right now to try and delineate some of this stuff at depth. We seem to have cut it off to the northwest. We're not quite sure yet, but to the south, southeast, southwest, and northeast right now, and east, it's all wide open and wide open at depth.
You've been listening to a special audio interview on Bull Market Run with Peter Bernier, President and CEO of Richfield Ventures. We'll have the second part of our conversation with Peter Tuesday morning here at Bull Market Run, where we bring you home run opportunities in the junior resource sector.